today is Mahaprabhu's appearance festival day in Navadvip Dham, especially Mayapur Jogpeeth Sri Mandir. And also we are celebrating this festival all over the world, mission of our Guru Maharaj and also our beloved Srila Swami Maharaj's mission, that's called ISKCON. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur have much and many disciples all over the world. Now we can see up to Russia, China, everywhere this festival going today, we can guess it. But in this mart, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati mart, our Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnuvasila Bhakti Siddhar, Bhakti Rakhat Sridhar Dev Goswami, started Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama so long, 1952, I think, from that time we are doing. Before that also, 1-2 years ago, it's happened. But we are following our Guru Maharaj in this mission of Chaitanya Saraswati Math and trying to satisfy His Divine Grace through Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama. But when that time it's making, that time all the God brothers of Guru Maharaj, they are joining with Him, with His mission in this mart. Only in Navadvip Dham, 3 mart organizing the Navadvip Dham Parikrama. One is in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math. Other one was Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj's Math and our Guru Maharaj's Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math. That time all the God brothers of Guru Maharaj joining with His mission named Srila Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vijaya Jayavar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Sarvasya Giri Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Budev Shroti Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanas Maharaj, and many Bhakti Alok, Sripad Bhakti Alok Paramahansa Maharaj, many of God brothers joining this Navadvip Dham Parikrama, what organized by Guru Maharaj from this Chaitanya Saraswati Mart. And that time here not was anything building, only we are making here some tents and they are living in the tents, and all the disciples of that Venerable Vaishnavas, they are also coming, and many rich men, they are also coming and staying in that tents and thatched house. And happily they are doing Navadvip Dham Parikrama from here. And last day of Parikrama, after finishing, not last day, after finishing the Navadvip Dham Parikrama and Gaur Janmotsav festival, one Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha organized by Guru Maharaj here. That is, we can say the Vaishnava Assembly, World Vaishnava Assembly. World Vaishnava Assembly every year held in here in this Chaitanya Saraswati Math, and all the Vaishnavas, especially followers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, they are joining that assembly and they are discussing many things about the preaching program. And this way, every year, we are happily making that Navadvip Dham Parikrama festival. But today, also, we already finished Navadvip Dham Parikrama. And yesterday, very nicely, by the devotees and disciples and gentlemen, very happily, we enjoyed the Mahaprabhu's birth ceremony yesterday, and also all the Vaishnavas, they are very happy with us. It is, I am thinking, our good fortune. But you who have seen Srila Guru Maharaj and heard from Guru Maharaj this day some lectures, he can remember it. The Guru Maharaj always quoting this verse from of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he gave the address some year to his followers, and very sadly he told, you came here for your practicing Krishna consciousness development, and you done Navadvip Dham Parikrama, got the association of Venerable Vaishnavas, Mahaprasadam, everything, but now you are going return to your house. But it was not your promise, adjust with your promise. What you promised me, you know that. You promised me, that means disciple when taking the initiation and trying to follow his divine master, he promising, I must do the Hari Bhajan. That means I must practice the Krishna consciousness. And that quoting, quoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur told his disciples, you all promise me you must will do Hari Bhajan, you must will practice Krishna consciousness. And that way I am also very happy, and I make our program, I make my program to develop your faith to Krishna and to the service of Lord Krishna and Mahaprabhu. But you are going back to your home. But what you are taking from here, you must remember that. And you please not cheat me.
Deceiving me.
Deceiving me. Maharaj can explain in English nicely. I don't know English. I am trying for the Western God brothers and devotees to speak some in English. It is necessary also, I am thinking. But it is true, we all promise to our Guru, to our Divine Master, we must do Hari Bhajan. We must practice Krishna consciousness under guidance of your divine grace. then we do not forget. This is the prayer of gurus. You do not forget that. You promise me you will practice Krishna consciousness, heart and soul. Prabhupada said, back to God and back to home. Real home is transcendental, is in transcendental world, that is called Goloka Vrindavana. That is our home. We are living in this mundane, it is not our home really. Then we must try heart and soul to satisfy our Gurudeva, and that way we must try to practice Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Srimurti Shraddhay Sevan, Sakal Sadhana Shrestha, Ei Pancha Anga, Krishna Prem Janamay Puno, Tiha Mukha Anga. Through Navadvip Dham Parikrama, merciful Lord Sri Gurudev and Vaishnavas, they are giving the chance to practice these five things. First is that Sadhu Sangha. We are getting the Sadhu Sangha through the program of Navadvip Dham Parikrama and getting the chance to hear from the proper Vaishnava Srimad Bhagavatam, Sadhu Sangha, and we are congregationally chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra under guidance of Guru Vaishnava. All this bhakti anga, bhaktanga, that means all the devotional activity, 10 days going, and we are getting that chance. But properly, it is necessary to take properly, not only seriously, necessary to take this advice from Guru Vaishnava. We must worship, we must practice Krishna consciousness, heart and soul. We may be here or maybe in Grihastha Ashram, maybe in Vanaprastha or Sannyas Ashram. Everywhere we may stay, but practicing Krishna consciousness, we do not forget it. Maharaj, please be seated here, this chair. Please take chair, Maharaj. Then it is duty come by us and by the order of our Gurudeva, we must practice Krishna consciousness. And practicing Krishna consciousness, there is some directives given by Mahaprabhu. Directives we have got from the Venerable Vaishnavas and directives from our Divine Master. What is that? That is the Trinada Vishunichena Tarorika Shaishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Very clear directives. Without offense to others, we can go, we can develop our faith, develop our devotional activity without disturbance to others, if we try to follow these directives, three. One, Trinadapi Shunichena, that means humility. If humility is our property, then nobody will disturb by me. And I can happily chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and can do the service for our Divine Lord. Taroriva Sahishnuna, tolerant. In this mundane happening many things, but if we tolerant that and try to develop our faith and devotional life, then we can go very happily without disturbance to others. Disturbance coming from Maya, and this is the policy to avoid the illusion. That is, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Yamadivir Jogapathai, this sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamalova Hato Muhu, Mukunda Sevaya Jadavat Tathadhyatmana Shamati. Hato Yoga and other Yoga, Gyana Yoga, maybe other all Yogas, what result coming from there? Only result coming to control our body and our mind. But for the time being that coming to us, but if we practice Krishna consciousness this way, Yatrinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahishnuna and Amanina Manodena, it is not so easy. We can think that process of Hatha Yoga or others is so easy than this directives. I cannot think I am very tiny fallen soul very easily. Maybe I can tell it easily, but heart and soul thinking that I am very tiny soul and fallen soul and conditioned soul. It is not so easy to think. And if I can think it really, then other disturbance must will go from my side. Then practicing Krishna consciousness with the three directives is not so easy, and Maya is very strong, illusion is very strong. Bhagavan said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Devi Chesa Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya Mameva Je Prapadyante Maya Metang Tarantite. Without full surrender, we cannot cross over the ocean of Maya. Only through surrender we can cross over the Maya, surrender to the Lord Krishna. Surrender word is very easy to tell, but surrender doing is very hard. My ego, first I shall have to give up, and with my mind, with my body, kaya, mon, and with my talking,
speech,
fully surrender. That is also qualification of sannyasi. Vacho vegam, manasak krodho vegam, jivha vegam, udarupastha vegam, etan vegam, yo visaya eta dhira, sarvam api imam prithivim sa shishyat. Then, from the ego, we cannot easily separate from our soul. And ego is the highest obstruction to see the lotus feet of Krishna. Ahankara nivritanam kesavo nahi duraga ahankara jutanancha madhye patvatarashaya. I must sacrifice the ego first. And after that, I can see sarvasuka maya adhisa. Everything is okay, I can see. Who is sleeping and got dream that tigers come to me and attack me, and he is loudly crying and fearfully he is doing many things in his bed. But who is living near to him, what he will do? He not will try to get a stick or a weapon. He will go to him and try to wake up him. Then he can understand what I am sleeping, where I am sleeping, and what is my position. Our position like that. We are in illusion and looking many things and thinking I am this body, I am this is my house, this is my child, this is my family, everything. But it is illusion of Krishna, and that is we are not worshipping the Krishna, that is we are not serving to Krishna, that is all illusion attacking us. But illusion ego is the highest illusion to keeping far from Krishna consciousness. That is necessary, first sacrifice our ego, then we can do that. जमादिभिः जोगवते कामलोभ हतो मुहु मुकुंद सेवया यद्वत् तथा ध्यात्मानुशान्मति. Giving the food to the Atma, it is necessary to serve the Guru Vaishnava and Bhagavan, specially Vaishnava Seva. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. This is directives also our Goswamis. Everybody, if can sacrifice himself to the lotus feet of Guru Vaishnava, he must can clean up his Atma, and then he can see everything position of the transcendental world. My English is very poor. What I want to say, I cannot say that. But I am trying for the devotees' satisfaction. But sometimes it may can go wrong way. It is difficulty. But what shall I do? What I have with that, I worship the devotee. Anyhow, we join in the movement of Krishna consciousness, and we promise to our Divine Master we must follow his directives, declaration, and his method for the practicing Krishna consciousness. And if we forgot it, that is very unfortunate for us. Otherwise, we may got highest chance go to our destiny, lives of goal, that is direct service to Gandharva Govinda Sundar and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Panchatattva. And this chance we have got through the Guru Vaishnava, and from the many countries, all the Vaishnavas, God brothers, sisters, and gentlemen, they joined in this festival for develop their practicing life, and my prayer to them, maybe some disturbance for living here they have got, but they are happy with all the Vaishnavas here and they are giving enthusiasm to me. It is very hopeful for me to run to the destiny with all our followers, disciples, God brothers, to the serve to Guru Maharaj direct. It is very hopeful. I have got the opportunity and I am thinking I am blessed by them.